next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's not one bad apple. It's a rotten orchard.
This is not going to be solved overnight.
Businesses are saying, I can't find workers.
We still remember exactly where we were when we heard that she died.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon and welcome to the broadcast. Life expectancy in these United States dropped for a second straight year in 2021, falling by nearly a year from 2020. Reporter Steve Harrigan.
This is a shocking drop over the two-year period. If you go back in U.S. history, you have to go 100 years to see such a drop in life expectancy. Just 3 years ago, the average American lived to age 79. Right now, that number is down to 76.
Health officials say COVID's the main culprit for a shorter life expectancy, but it's not the only one. America's exploding opioid epidemic is also largely to blame. Fentanyl is the number one killer of middle-aged Americans today. And for the first time in U.S. history, more Americans smoke marijuana than cigarettes. The Gallup survey finds 16% of us use pot, 11% smoke cigarettes. Half of all Americans say marijuana is bad for society. The federal government today authorized the first update to COVID vaccine shots. These are booster shots designed to take aim at the most common forms of COVID. Infectious disease specialist Dr. William Schaffner.
If we slack off and don't take advantage of this vaccine, I'm afraid that hospitalizations this winter will increase.
The first shots in arms could happen in just a few days. Federal officials are alleging a high-stakes game of hide-and-seek involving classified documents taken from Donald Trump's home. Correspondent Stephen Portnoy has the latest.
The Justice Department filing aims to paint a picture of possible obstruction, with a representative of a former president signing an affidavit in early June attesting there were no more classified materials stored at Mar-a-Lago, and an FBI search 2 months later that yielded more than 100 such documents. A photo submitted to the court of papers taken from the former president's home shows bold yellow boarded cover sheets warning in red capital letters that the documents underneath are top secret.
Dan Bongino with Fox News says the FBI has already proven it cannot be trusted with this politically charged case.
Why would you trust the FBI when it comes to Trump? Can you give me a reason? Then you say, well, it's just a few bad apples. Is it? It's not one bad apple. It's a rotten orchard.
He points out that earlier this week, a 25-year veteran of the FBI was forced to resign after it was proven he tried to cover up the Hunter Biden laptop scandal. Water woes continue in Jackson, Mississippi. Officials say it could take weeks to get the water flowing again in the state capital.
Right now, we're operating in crisis mode.
180,000 residents unable to use the tap or the toilet. Governor Tate Reeves says the wait for water could be long.
This is not a situation that's going to be solved immediately, and it's not going to be solved overnight.
He's called in the National Guard to assist with water distribution efforts. Those who are fortunate to still have it coming out of the tap must boil it first before they can use it.
We've had to boil water to cook, to wash dishes, you know, pretty much to brush our teeth. So it's been hectic.
The water emergencies forced schools to close in Jackson. Record rain last week decimated the city's main water treatment plant. The Labor Department says there were 11.2 million job openings in July, about a million more than June.
91% of small businesses last month said they couldn't find anybody. The labor market has shrunk so much, people are staying on the sidelines. We were paying them to do that. And the result is now businesses are saying, I can't find workers. People are paying for that. That menu price goes up. You're going to pay for the fact that so many workers are staying on the sidelines.
Brian Brenberg is an economics professor at King's College. Europe's largest nuclear plant is in Ukraine, and right now it's in a wartime line of fire. Today, UN inspectors arrived there. Reporter Deborah Pada.
The team will spend a few days at the site in an attempt to stabilize the situation. The nuclear inspectors met with Ukrainian government officials yesterday, including Energy Minister Herman Khalushenko, who told CNN CBS News, they made it clear the Russian occupation of the plant has to end.
The station should be back to Ukrainian control.
Russia's occupied that nuclear plant since the early days of the war. Well, decades ago, both Russia and Ukraine were part of the Soviet Union on the same team in solidarity against the U.S. in what was commonly referred to as the Cold War.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The last Soviet leader, Mikhail Gorbachev, who met many times with President Reagan, died yesterday at 91. Former CIA official Dan Hoffman was stationed in Moscow for 5 years.
Mikhail Gorbachev will be remembered for having exposed the inherent failures of that Soviet command economy and their corrupt political process, but also for having exposed the fact that they could never reform it from within. And when faced with President Reagan's stalwart opposition to communism, the Soviet Union just couldn't withstand that, and it collapsed.
Through such policies as glasnost and perestroika, Gorbachev was able to lead a slow creep from communism to capitalism in the old Soviet Union. Today marked 25 years since the death of Princess Diana, and correspondent Elaine Cobb has more from the place where she died, Paris, France.
Tourists still stop to pause as they cross the bridge over the tunnel where the fatal crash took place. Some leave scrawled sympathy notes at the makeshift shrine to Princess Diana.
We didn't know that this would be here. It's beautiful.
We still remember exactly where we were when we heard that she died.
The Mercedes in which she was traveling crashed into the 13th pillar under the Pont de l'Alma. She died just a few hours later. Elaine Cobb, Paris.
Hard to believe it's been 25 years already. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, New York's controversial new gun law. Whipped cream is okay for minors to buy, and Fetterman refuses to debate.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your family life weather forecast for the night tonight. Clear to partially cloudy. A couple of lake effect rain showers, though, crossing portions of northwest Pennsylvania, western and central New York. Could be a couple of rumbles with any isolated shower. Low temps, 50s. For tomorrow, a couple of morning lake effect showers in parts of central New York. Otherwise, sunshine, scattered clouds, crisp and pleasant, highs in the upper 60s to the mid-70s. Friday, sunny and warmer with high temperatures then near 80.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much. Let's check the headlines from New York and Pennsylvania. A judge today rejecting a plea deal that would have meant no prison time for the operator of a limousine involved in a fatal crash in upstate New York 4 years ago.
The crash in Schoharie killed all 17 passengers on their way to a birthday party, along with the driver and two bystanders when it was T-boned. A deal reached a year ago for Nauman Hussein, who operated the limousine company, called for him to plead guilty only to homicide counts and in return get 5 years probation and community service. The judge who rejected the deal said the agreement was fundamentally flawed. Lisa G., New York.
New controversial gun control measures take effect tomorrow in New York.
Governor Kathy Hochul says getting a concealed carry permit in New York State will be a lengthy process.
An in-person interview, household members' contact information, as well as reviewing social media. They also will undergo a 16-hour classroom training and a 2-hour live firearm training safety course.
This is in response to the Supreme Court decision to strike down part of New York's gun laws, allowing for greater access to gun permits. And even if you do get a permit, guns will still be banned in numerous sensitive locations. That includes schools, churches, and Times Square. The state is launching a public awareness campaign about the new gun laws. Scott Pringle, New York.
Convicted cop killer Eric Freen is back in the news in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania police may have to return a cache of weapons seized from the parents of the man who led them on the largest manhunt in state history 8 years ago. After shooting to death a state trooper and permanently disabling another in 2014, Eric Freen hid out in the Pocono Mountains for 48 days. He was eventually captured in an abandoned airport hangar and is currently on death row. Cops confiscated 25 rifles, 10 pistols, and 2 shotguns from the home of Freen's parents after the trial. But the Third Circuit Court of Appeals says because those weapons were never used in the commission of a crime, nor used as evidence at trial, the state may have to return them to the parents of Eric Freen. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you, Brandon. Pennsylvania Republican U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz says he's frustrated that his Democratic opponent, John Fetterman, won't debate him.
I offered John Fetterman numerous opportunities
opportunities to explain to me how I can make it easier for him to debate. But at this point, since he's given numerous reasons for not showing up, including the fact that he didn't have time on his schedule, I'm of the opinion that he's hiding his radical views because he is the furthest far-left radical candidate on any competitive Senate race this cycle, and he doesn't want those views to be exposed.
Oz says Fetterman's views on immigration, crime, and drugs should be concerning to a lot of people.
He wants open borders, sanctuary cities, wants to legalize all drugs, wants heroin injection sites. I'll tell you, as a physician, there is no way for us to keep up with the massive influx of lethal fentanyl if John Fetterman gets his way.
The latest polls show Fetterman with a slight lead over Oz, but just 2 months to go before the vote. New York Congresswoman Nicole Maliotakis says President Biden deserves a lot of blame for the crisis at the southern border.
This president has undone the policies of President Trump, and now we're seeing a 300% increase of crossings at our southern border.
She also points the finger at New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
You have our governor providing free health care to illegal immigrants. And then Kathy Hochul tells New Yorkers, she tells her taxpaying citizens, if you don't like it, move to Florida.
7,000 to 8,000 illegal immigrants a day are crossing the southern border. New flights to Florida will take off soon from the Binghamton Airport. 4 flights will be launched by Avelo Airlines, which will be making its first hub in the southern tier. 2 will go to Orlando, the other 2 to Fort Myers. A one-way ticket, just $79, and those flights begin in mid-November. When the kiddos head back to the classroom next week, every one of them in Erie County, New York, will be going to a classroom with an air purifier. Dr. Ruby Harris at Grand Island Central School.
Of course, we hope COVID numbers go down, but the air purifiers have really allowed us to open schools in a safe and comfortable environment for teachers, for staff, for students, and for parents.
12,500 of these air purifiers are going into every Erie County classroom, and they're paid for by money from the American Rescue Plan.
We're hoping now that we have these super air filtration systems, I'm optimistic that we're going to see less transmission of respiratory viruses in the classroom.
Erie County Health Commissioner Dr. Gail Bernstein. More than 100 schools in Philadelphia closed 3 hours early today because of the lack of air conditioning. The school says it wasn't safe for teachers, staff, or students, and this mom agrees.
Very hot, over 90 degrees in at least my third grader's classroom.
60% of the schools in Philadelphia do not have air conditioning. Those familiar yellow school buses are rolling down the road again, and AAA is urging motorists to play it safe. Every day, 50,000 motorists in New York illegally pass a school bus. Penalties for doing that can range from a $1,000 fine to 5 points on your license. This is the 5 o'clock report.
To make progress in saving, use more than one bank account. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. Keeping all your money in a single account, such as a checking account, makes it more difficult to manage. It's better to have at least 2 accounts, one for checking and another for savings. When you get paid, transfer a set amount from your checking to your savings. That way, the money won't get mixed in with your other funds. And here's an even better idea. Some online banks allow you to open multiple savings accounts with no fees. You can have an account for emergency savings, one for auto repair, one for Christmas gifts, and so on. Setting up multiple savings accounts is a simple, no-cost way to keep your money straight and save toward your financial goals. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, MoneyWise.org, or by downloading MoneyWise Biblical Finance from your app store.
What's up with the can ban? We'll talk about it next.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Tonight, clear to partially cloudy. A couple of lake effect rain showers, though, crossing portions of northwest Pennsylvania, western and central New York. Could be a couple of rumbles with any isolated shower. Low temps, 50s. Tomorrow, a couple of morning lake effect showers in parts of central New York. Otherwise, sunshine, scattered clouds, crisp and pleasant highs in the upper 60s to the mid-70s. Friday, sunny and warmer with high temperatures then near 80.
All right, we'll take it. Thank you, Kevin. Finally, 5, an alleged whipped cream can ban is whipping up confusion at grocery stores in New York. No, you do not need to show ID to buy Ready Whip. But in the last few days, a lot of people came to believe that you did. Even some retailers weren't sure. A law passed last fall put an age restriction on the purchase of nitrous oxide cartridges like the ones inside cans of whipped cream, but you can still buy products like Ready Whip. 13 Wham's Carla Rogner has the latest from Rochester.
It all started with a sign at an Albany grocery store that said it would begin asking for ID from customers buying cans of whipped cream. In the last few days, headline after headline repeated that New Yorkers must be 21 to buy this sweet cream in a can. It turns out that's not the case. After the media frenzy, we reached out to the state senator who sponsored the legislation, James Adabo, a Democrat from Queens. He says whipped cream is not the target of this law, but instead these whipped cream chargers or cartridges that contain nitrous oxide.
Apparently, kids can use those cartridges to get high, and now many grocery stores are looking for guidance from Governor Hochul on what the law actually says when it comes to the sale of whipped cream in New York. And that's all the time we have this Wednesday. Thanks for coming along. I'm Bob Price, Family Life News.